I'm so glad you're here again today. I've been kind of waiting to record my podcast today because we have a gentleman doing some yard work. So they're shaking the roof. Well, not shaking the roof, shaking the windows in the house. So you may hear some rattling in the background. I want to just let you know we're okay. It's just the bobcat and earth movers out in our yard rearranging things. We have to rebuild our retaining wall for our house so we can continue to have a beautiful view of the valley instead of winding up in the valley. So thanks for joining me. And I wanted to continue our discussion of the week of some of the things, some of the shifts that I've had to make that have helped me in my business. And we did a 1 through 3 on Wednesday. And so now we're going to do the next 3. We're going to do 4 through 6. And the first one is stop overthinking. You know, I don't know if you're like me, but man, once I get a hold of an idea, I just run it over and over and over in my mind. And I have found out that just by thinking something, that doesn't necessarily help me move forward. I've got to grab a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and start writing it down. Because when it's in my mind, it's in a liquid state, is how I think of it. And it can move and fold back on itself and change, and it's very fluid. And I can get lost and I can forget things that are critical to what's going on. But if I write it down, if I take notes and put it on paper, then that becomes concrete. And I can still change it, I can still move it, but it's much easier for me to see. And so if you kind of think also, now this is a concept that my mentor, Dean, gave me. And he says, think about the tortoise and the hare. He says, now the hare, which I believe I am one of, I get an idea, I get all excited and I take off. And yeah, I make mistakes and I fail and I correct and I keep going. And so it's that initiator, that let's go, that I've got this kind of a mentality. Whereas the tortoise is more of the, hang on, let me check this out. What are the things that could go wrong? Do we have a contingency plan? And sometimes the tortoise takes a long time. However, they are still good practices as well. So I'm not saying that the hare is better than the tortoise or that the tortoise is better than the hare. I'm just saying that if you happen to be like me and you're the hare and you're taking off on things, it's really good to have a tortoise on your team as well, because they can spot some of the dangers that may be there. And so, however, you need to learn how to communicate as well, because sometimes that can be a sticking point. And it's not that, you know, I want you to tell the tortoise they're doing it wrong. I don't want the tortoise telling you you're doing it wrong. Both are needed. We need people that are initiators and get things going. And then we also need people that help measure, monitor, and adjust as we go along. So stop overthinking, but move forward. Okay. And then the other is don't settle for good enough. Now, I have been victim of this as well, especially as I'm working on a big project and I've been doing it for days or weeks and it's finally coming to a conclusion and I make a little mistake and I'm like, oh, I've got to redo the whole thing. Well, what happens is if I don't, then all of that time that I have spent is wasted. Now, I don't know if you have ever heard of the band Van Halen. I love Van Halen. And I got the opportunity to speak with one of their marketing directors. It was absolutely a beautiful experience. And I remember in the 80s reading about how Van Halen was kind of a diva band. And, you know, people are having difficulties working with them because they had such crazy requests that they even wanted all of the brown M&Ms taken out of their treat or whatever you want to call it, their snack, when they were in the green room. And they told the marketing director told me the reason behind that. They were really one of the first bands that started putting on this elaborate show. Before them, you know, bands would come on stage and they would play and then they would walk off. Van Halen started the pyrotechnics and the jumping around and the show part of it. And when they first started doing it, the venues that they would set up in, people would set up the stage just like they usually did. Well, as they were putting on the show, it would start, their stage would start to sink into the ground and they would have problems and it would be dangerous. And so they put very, very specific directions on how the stage had to be set up so that they were safe. And the way they could tell very quickly if every line item in the request had been filled was they could walk into their green room, look at the bowl of snacks, and if there were brown M&Ms in the bowl, they knew that nobody had gone through the line item request and they knew that they could be in danger. And so that I thought, man, what an incredible way of doing it. An easy way to make sure that all of your requests were made. And so don't settle for good enough. Somebody could get hurt. You could lose the proposal. You could lose the engagement. And so make sure that your ending work is worthy of your beginning work and the work in the middle. So don't settle for good enough. Go for great. And then become or stay part of something that is bigger than yourself. I'm sure a lot of people are now connected to causes and groups that are helping them stretch and that they're giving back and they're making things better. And so that's why I say become or stay part of it. Because you need to continually stretch. You need to be of service. You need to help others. It is so vitally important. That's part of the reason that we are put here as a family. That's part of the reason that we are a group, is so that we can help and support one another. A lot of times people want to go it alone because they're afraid of other people. I know I was. Hurt people hurt people. And there was a time in my life I didn't know that. And so I took it personally when people would lash out at me. Now that I have learned that, hurt people, I don't take it personal anymore. And I know that it's the pain that they're in. And so I can reach out to them and I can help them. And as a team, we can reach more people. Maybe you're in the same boat. Maybe you've grown as big as you can as a solopreneur. Maybe you need to start joining some groups and being of service to others and accepting help from others as well. Because as you accept help, everybody grows. Everybody reaches more people. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I just want to recap very quickly. In fact, let's go all the way back to the ones that we went over on Wednesday as well. The first one, define what success looks like for you right now in this moment. What says I'm successful? The second one, accept that productivity does not always equal income. People get productivity and busy work mixed up. You've got to do things that move the needle in your business. And then small shifts that equal big results. Those we took a deeper dive on the last podcast. So if you missed those, go back and jump in and listen. And then today we talked about number four, about stop overthinking. Are you the tortoise or the hare? Let me know. Send me an email, jeannie@jeanniesiscometh.com. I'd love to talk with you further about whether you're the tortoise or the hare. And then number five, don't settle for good enough. Go for great. Make sure that you're doing your best. That doesn't mean it has to be perfect. It just means it has to be your best. And then number six, become or stay part of something that is bigger than yourself. Make sure that you're connecting and uplifting others. You guys, it has been an absolutely fabulous day today. Thank you so much for tuning in. please send me an email, jeannie@jeanniesiscometh, or reach out to me on social media. The beautiful thing about my name is that I'm the only one. And so Cisco is spelled just like computer accessories, C-I-S-C-O, and then meth, M-E-T-H. And just kind of a funny side note here, my husband used to be a truck driver, and he said down south, they have billboards all over this place that say meth kills. And he's like, I take offense to that. So just kind of a funny little side note about my name, and it's really actually worked out good for me now that I'm a speaker and an author and a mentor, because people can find me easier. A lot of times I'll meet someone and I'll say, oh, I'll send you a friend request, and I'll type their name in and it seems pretty unique, and then 25 or 50 other people pop up. But so far, I have been the only person that pops up when I type in Cisco Meth. So pretty exciting. If you do see someone else pop up when you type in my name, let me know, because I don't want to keep telling people I'm the only one if I'm not. So thank you yet once again for joining me today. I've absolutely loved spending this time with you. Have a beautiful day, my friend, and bye for now.